Attorney Gloria Allred is here to talk to us with her client about a lawsuit with a barbershop who refused to give a transgender, it says transgender man, Gloria, help me, is a transgender, does Rose identify as a woman or a man? Welcome, Gloria. Beg your pardon. Gloria, there we go. I had the wrong line lit up for you. Gloria, okay. Welcome to the program. Thank you for joining me as
Thank
always.
Thank you very much for having us, Dr. Drew. Yeah, Rose Travis self-identifies as a male.
So as a male. And
yes, and Rose is on the line.
There you go. Welcome, Rose.
Hi, Dr. Drew. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for coming. So I'm going to have Gloria set this up, and then Rose, you and I will talk for a while, okay?
Sure.
All right. So Gloria, what happened here? What is the issue?
Well, at Dr. Drew, Rose filed a declaration with the court in support of our motion for a preliminary injunction against Hollywood's barbershop. And at that time, Rose stated, at the time of the events described in this declaration, I was a transgender male with a masculine gender expression, and I wore my haircut short, less than 2 inches long. And on the afternoon of March 4th, 2016, I was walking around a business neighborhood in the city of Long Beach, California, with my domestic partner, Laura Lozano. And on or about 1:30, Laura and I came upon Hollywood's barbershop and shaving parlor. And I had never heard of Hollywood's, but I decided that I wanted to get a haircut, so Laura and I entered the shop. And upon entering, I could see there was a man in one of the barber chairs having his hair cut, and the barber, cutting the man's hair, approached me and asked how he could help us. I stated that I wanted to get a haircut. The barber told me the customers must have an appointment to receive a haircut at the shop. I then asked if there were any appointments available that day. And instead of answering my question, the barber stared at me for a few seconds before stating that the shop does not cut women's hair. I replied to the barber, "Who says I'm a woman?" And the barber repeated that the shop doesn't cut women's hair. And I stated again, "Who says I'm a woman?" Then the barber asked for my name and phone number. And then the Rose provided it. The barber wrote it down in the book, and the barber then told Laura and me to wait and headed to the back of the shop. He momentarily reappeared with another man who also appeared to be a barber. As the second barber approached me, he tilted his head and looked me up and down, seemed to focus on my legs and frowned, and then he asked how he could help me. I told him I wanted to get a haircut. He replied that the shop does not cut women's hair. And I said, let me, barber, who says I'm a woman?
I have a question, Gloria.
Yeah.
Does the shop incur any licensing or liability issues if they expand to include female hair? In other words, are they strictly responding to their own biases?
A licensing issue because barbers can and should cut both women's hair.
And is there
and men's hair?
And is there
they
any
have a license
added,
to do both.
And is there any? And this, I really am naive to all this. So, is there any liability to cutting a woman's hair?
No.
Okay. So it's just strictly their own. And what did they think they were doing? You know what I mean? I mean, on what basis did they feel they had a right to say something like they did?
Well, according to Rose's declaration filed with the court, the second barber told me that the business, quote, has the right to refuse services to anyone, end quote. And then he also added that the business, quote, is an old-school barbershop, end quote, and therefore they don't service women. And then Laura asked if the reason the barbershop would not cut my hair, meaning Rose's, was because Laura, as a woman, was in the shop with me. And the second barber responded, "We do not cut women's hair, and women are not even allowed in the shop," end quote.
And is that a legitimate position for them as a business?
No, we don't think so, and that's why we sued them and sought a preliminary injunction, which I'm very happy to officially confirm today, that we have achieved all of the goals which we announced when we announced the filing of this lawsuit. And the Hollywood's, the defendant, has now agreed to settle this case, has agreed to a permanent injunction and entry of judgment prohibiting them from directly or indirectly violating the Civil Rights Act by maintaining discriminatory business policies or practices.
And that is what is at issue, a civil rights issue.
It's a civil rights issue. They've now agreed that they'll be prohibited by this court injunction from refusing to offer services to individuals due to their gender or perceived gender, and also by maintaining policies, discriminatory policies or practices, including refusing admission to their business based on an individual's gender or perceived gender. And also they're prohibited under the injunction, which we were successful in achieving, from from advertising in any form, that's print, online, verbal, that indicates a policy of refusing to provide services or accommodations based on gender or perceived gender. And now, Dr. Drew, this injunction is a court order.